This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The streets of Minsk have been quiet a day after Belarusians filled the center of the capital in the biggest protests so far against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election a week ago. Crowds of protesters marched through the streets to the central independence square. The country's leader countered with thousands of his own supporters holding their own rally. Officials in Somalia say 10 civilians and one police officer were killed in a gun and bomb attack by al-Shabaab fighters on Sunday. Security forces took 4 hours to regain control of an upscale beachfront hotel in Somalia's capital after 5 assailants stormed it early Sunday evening. Ambulance workers at the scene reported that at least 28 people were wounded. The Secretary General of the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council is condemning what it calls threats by Iran's president and other Iranian officials towards the United Arab Emirates. This follows the UAE's agreement with Israel to normalize relations there. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said on Saturday that the UAE has made a mistake in reaching the deal with Israel, condemning what he called a betrayal by the Gulf state. On Monday, U.S. Democrats open an unprecedented virtual national convention to formally make former Vice President Joe Biden their candidate for president. In normal election years, nominating conventions draw tens of thousands of party faithful for festive events designed to shine a national spotlight on the candidates. U.S. President Donald Trump's Republicans will hold their own virtual convention next week. More than 774,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 170,000. This is VOA News. Japan's economy shrank a historic 7.8% in the April-June quarter, the worst contraction in the nation's modern history as the coronavirus deepens economic woes. The contraction from the previous quarter was slightly worse than expectations, but it is still significantly less severe than decline seen in many other industrial economies. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is delaying the country's national elections by 4 weeks as the country deals with a new coronavirus outbreak. The election had been scheduled for September 19th, but will now be held on October 17th. Opposition political parties had been requesting a delay after a coronavirus outbreak in Auckland last week. The outbreak prompted the government to put the city into a 2-week lockdown and halt election campaigning altogether. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling lawmakers back into session to vote on funding for the U.S. Postal Service. This follows proposals by the new Postmaster General to cut costs. Democrats fear that the cuts in service are aimed at delaying the delivery of mail-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election. U.S. President Donald Trump has alleged without evidence that voting by mail will lead to election fraud. The White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows denies the president is trying to manipulate the voting process. U.S. President Donald Trump has found a new doctor for his coronavirus task force. Dr. Scott Atlas has joined the White House as a pandemic advisor. Atlas, the former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University, has no expertise in public health or infectious diseases, but he has long been a critic of coronavirus lockdowns and has campaigned for children to return to schools. Russia's foreign ministry says that Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke by phone Sunday about Russia's proposal to hold a video summit at the United Nations to discuss Iran. The Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed a video summit with the United States and the remaining parties to a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers Britain, France, China, Germany, and Iran to try to avoid further confrontation and escalation of Iran over Iran at the United Nations. A Japanese ship that struck a coral reef last month off its coast broke apart this weekend. Satellite images showed the damage on the Japanese-owned vessel and the oil spill around it. The ship hit the reef on July 25th and began spilling about 1,000 tons of oil, endangering coral, fish, and other marine life. Emergency teams were immediately sent to pump the remaining 3,000 tons of oil off the ship. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.